Hello?
Hey, sorry. Let me just give you the notes because Can Capital might reach out to you to offer this to you, and I just want to give you a heads up because they have a direct side. So the approval is, it is a great company. I don't want to offer you something that's not gonna, you know, you're not gonna like.
Yeah.
Their approval is, it's the same pricing. It's 150 grand. But they would require the payoff of Cabbage and On Deck. So, how much do you owe Cabbage and On Deck?
Between the two of them, probably 20, maybe.
Yeah. So in this case, you'd be netting 30 grand.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it. If I couldn't net, I mean, honestly, if we couldn't net probably 100, I don't think it's even worth looking at because the time in 2 months, we've already paid that in payments back, you know, so.
I understand. All right, well, let me see if we can find an alternative program, and I'll holler right back at you.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.
You got it, brother. Right. Oh, Todd, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I do have some customers that year-end are looking for kind of tax breaks, and they're trying to purchase equipment to take advantage of Section 179. You know, is there anything you've been looking at kind of that you think you might want to pull the trigger on to take advantage of that?
When you say equipment, what all does that encompass? Fax machine, copy machines. Like, we are looking at buying a wide-format printer.
Yeah, we do all types of equipment. Like, I mean, we're probably the cool thing about our programs is to be not trying to be casual about it. We're very liberal with our definitions of what we finance as equipment, and equipment is long-term financing. One of the guys that actually is helps co-manage our company actually recently, he has a customer that sells carpet, and literally we were able to do the samples. All the inventory, not inventory, but you know when you go to a carpet store or floor store and they have the samples, the booklets?
Yeah.
Well, those in reams are thousands of dollars. We were able to give him long-term financing on this. Equipment is pretty much defined as anything, any type of purchase that you're making to buy a real asset that is used in the day-to-day operations of your business. The printer you're looking at, how much does it cost?
I mean, I got a couple printers that I'm looking at. One, standalone, wide format. We could spend anywhere from $2,500 to $10,000. It just depends on, you know, if I get a refurbished unit or buy new, you know, kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say get a quarter invoice. We can do that for you. Low monthly payment. And, you know, what is equipment to us? That's equipment. Vehicles are equipment. The only thing that's not equipment is things that you're consuming. So if you're, like, buying, you know, paint, that's not equipment, but a paint gun is equipment. So anything that's used in the day-to-day operations of your business can usually be considered equipment.
When you do a vehicle, let me ask you that as a question, because I am going to be purchasing a vehicle. Like, I'm in a vehicle, new vehicle now. I've had problems with it. It may be being bought back by the manufacturer under lemon laws.
Mm-hmm. What company?
GMC.
Gotcha.
And so I'm looking at, you know, if that happens, I'll go do another truck before the end of the year. You know, in the way I'm set up, I bought a truck in my name. If you do it through you guys, is it bought? How does that work? I mean, can I buy it through the company name and then it's leased?
Yeah, so that's the biggest. So vehicles are always like an interesting animal. So I can kind of give you the long and short of it. So when customers come to us, it really comes in dollar amount. So I guess, is the equipment you're cost of buying, is the vehicle 20 grand, 40 grand, or is it like 100 grand?
No, you're probably, if you're talking about a truck, say in 40,000.
40. Okay. So at the 20K or below level, there's no reason for a consumer to not use a consumer loan. And the reason is the rates are simply cheaper. But once you hit that 20K threshold, once you go up to 40K, once you go that level or above, the problem is, it's all about kind of the impact in the future. So when you look at, say, you're talking about refinancing a house, I mean, I'll just tell you, do you own one home or multiple homes?
Only one now.
Okay. You've owned more in the past, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's kind of my thing on the side, just, you know, a little about me. I'll buy a property. I'll live in it for a year. I'll buy a dump. I'll live in it for a year. I'll renovate it. I'll rent it out. I'll buy a property. Yep. I've done that for a few years now. But the issue that I run into is debt-to-income ratios. And regardless of how clean my credit is, if I could have the ability to finance a house through, like, a corporation and not have it be on my personal credit, it'd be really, really good. So
yeah, exactly.
So what we do with vehicles is we actually put it under the business credit. Yeah, you'll sign for it personally, but it won't go actually, it won't be registered under your personal name, and it won't show up on your credit report. It will only go under your business credit. And so the kind of the flip side is, by the way, we'll do all different years. We don't care what year it is. We have all different programs. But your payment, you know, give you an apples to apples, your payment, you got good credit. It might be, say, between 75 to 150. Obviously, that's low, high end, more per month through an outside financing company than, say, manufacturer direct if you do new. If you do used, it'll be pretty much comparable, a little more expensive, but very comparable. But the entire advantage, no, it will still be probably be a good $50 more a month. But the entire advantage is this loan will not report to your personal credit. The other issue is, from a lot of clients that I worked with, is the tax issue. So a lot of clients that I work with, their accountant pretty much demands that they have their vehicle registered in their business name, because if they're trying to depreciate the asset and they're trying to write off the interest, the whole personal loan issue, it's something where some accountants have told me they don't like it. This is something where there's no questions. It's under the business, the borrower's the business, the contract's the business. Yeah, so it's all business.
Yeah, and the problem I've had is getting companies to, like when I go buy a new vehicle, getting them to finance that in my company name and not just, you know, I end up having, ends up going in my name personally. My company pays for it, but I'm still personal guarantor, or it's not even in my company's name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So what you want, it sounds like what you want is, because for insurance purposes, for all those purposes, you want the loan, and you're talking about when you buy a new vehicle, Ford says or GMC says, we're going to put it in your name, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. So the way that the auto lending industry generally works is that for smaller companies, and that's anyone under usually $10 million a year in sales, they're almost always going to exclusively put the loan under the person. And even if they put it under the business, by the way, the loan will still show up on your personal credit report 99% of the time. It still shows up. So and that's because for their purposes, they are usually a consumer finance company. That's how they're kind of how they do their loans. Our side is different. Yeah. So we're not incentivizing you to buy new or used equipment. We don't really care. So with our program, we're going to say, hey, look, we're going to treat this vehicle the same as if it was a piece of equipment. It's just an asset. But the loan is going to go to the business. It's going to be titled under the business. And for your credit, it doesn't get reported. Yeah, we run your credit, but it doesn't get reported. The whole personal guarantee issue, that's a separate issue. Personal guarantee means if the company doesn't pay, you're still going to be asked for payment. The whole issue is, does it show up on your credit report? Because that's what, you know, I have a client right now. They have, how much leases do they have out through us? They have they've done, I think they're, with me, they're now about to pull the trigger on a 250K in CNC, so they're at like 750 now. And so the problem is, if they had 750K of 5-year financing, if their payment was, I can just run those numbers in my head, you know, if they had 16 grand a month on their personal credit report, no one would give them a loan in a heartbeat. It just, the numbers would be out of whack.
Yeah, I'm trying to build a house is the reason I'm asking, because I need to get some of that off of me so that when my debt to income ratio shows that, you know, being self-employed, it's always hard to get a you know, a loan based off of what you really make.
Correct. So your loan, just to answer the question, yes. If you'd have an inquiry, but when it came house time and someone said, hey, look, who is, you know, what's this inquiry for this financing? Is this a personal loan? The answer is no. It's a personally guaranteed loan, but the loan is underneath the business. That's the inherent difference. So if you're trying to keep your debt to income ratio down, especially when you're talking about, you know, $40,000 vehicle, yes, that would probably be a good product for you.
Okay. Well, when I get to that point, then I'll give you a shout.
And are you trying to do that? Are you trying to take advantage of Section 179 or no?
Well, I don't. I probably need to get with my accountant. Me and him are supposed to sit down actually this coming week, next week, and start going over my stuff. So once we do, I'll know a little bit more, and I can ask him about that actually, and see what he thinks we need to do there. So I definitely want to try to get some vehicles. I would love to have the vehicles out of my name and in my company's name and off my credit report.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
That'd be great. So, okay. Well, let me, I'm going to talk to him about that too, and then we'll just stay in touch on it. So, if that's good with you. So,
cool. Let me know. And I'll look out for that bank statement, okay?
Got it. I'll get to you this afternoon.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.